The program is a first for the Emissions Task Force. It provides warnings to car owners to renew their annual inspection stickers. Chief Deputy Constable Charles Bailey says task force members will leave a flyer on the windshield talking about clean air and how a smoke-spewing car that's failed the state emissions test pollutes and damages the health of Dallas County residents.
It's a very big problem when you consider the smog and how that affects people's health. It's a very, very big concern.
Sheriff Lupe Valdez says deputies are pretty good at spotting fake inspection stickers, too. She says they found a lot of them during investigations over the past couple of years.
They have found over 6,000 counterfeit stickers. Of course, there is a great concern here because those fake stickers make it possible for cars that are not suitable for the highway to be out in the highway.
The sheriff says those cars will get a warning flyer even if the date on the sticker is good. And she says the license numbers of all the cars will go into a database. If a car is tagged again for an expired inspection sticker, officers will know the driver was already warned. Officials say tickets can run between $200 and $300. But there is help. The North Central Texas Council of Governments' Jason Brown says there is money available to help qualified low-income car owners whose vehicles have failed the emissions test. The program offers vouchers to pay for repairs.
When they take that voucher, they're going to have to pay $30 copay, but the program is going to offer up to $600 on emissions repairs and getting that passing inspection.
Program organizers say the warnings and the vouchers are bonuses designed to prompt car owners to do the right thing. BJ Austin, KERA News.